This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri's school report cards look really different this year. State education officials redesigned them to give parents a more nuanced look at how their school or district is doing. Most schools won't get a percentile score anymore unless, like the Kansas City Public Schools, they're awaiting an accreditation decision. KCUR's Ellie Moxley sat down with KCPS Superintendent Mark Bedell to talk about his district's annual performance report, and he says it's good news overall.
We feel really good about our progress and our growth. We want to always look at how we can reduce how our students are performing against the state averages, and we feel that the past couple of years, in addition to this year, will once again prove that the academic infrastructure that we put in place, because once again, we feel like we've been able to close the gap against the state a little bit further.
In terms of what we're looking at right here, big changes from last year. You know, this all existed before. This data was something that kind of happened on the back end to calculate these APR scores. But this year, the state isn't just handing parents and school districts a number. What do you think about this new format? Is it going to be helpful for, you know, KCPS parents to figure out what's going on in this district?
I think the verdict needs to still be determined on this. I will tell you, this does happen in a lot of states where states will move to different ways of calculating how they would hold schools accountable. There is a major focus in here on growth, which is something that I really believe is critical. You want to be able to validate whether people are making a difference, and because a teacher could have a kid that showed up 3 years behind, but they were able to grow that kid by a year and a half, and you get credit for that. So this new report really does focus on growth over time, and then it talks about, you know, are you making improvements over the prior years? So it breaks it down, but I will tell you, I think it is going to be difficult to really calculate what an APR is for the common person. And even for me as a superintendent, I'm still looking at this and trying to figure all of this out too, because it is a new model.
So I am seeing some positives on here and in how this is reported. You know, you see that KCPS is exceeding, you know, the kind of growth expectations for students in English language arts. How do you feel about some of this language about, like, you know, exceeding, on track, approaching?
Every district encounters different types of variables. Some school districts got it a lot harder than other school districts, and I think everybody can agree with that when you start thinking about some of the factors around how students show up. Ultimately, you want to be in that untrack, and you want to be in that exceeding, in the exceeding brackets, because what it will also do then is also give our teachers credit. So if we got students who are showing up with a tremendous amount of trauma and a lot of variables that are working against them, then to be in a situation where we're having students grow, that means we're taking kids and we're giving them more value add than just 1 year of what we've been teaching them. The only way you hit exceeding is that you are outpacing the state in how you're moving kids from one band to another. So moving them from below basic into basic and then basic into proficient.
All right, now for the question you know I'm going to ask, because I ask it every year.
Yes.
What does all of this mean for your guys' chances for full accreditation?
I don't know if you watch sports, but I'm going to use this analogy. Kawhi Leonard last year in Game 7 against Philly took a shot fading out of bounds on the corner, and the shot hit the rim and was just bouncing all around and then eventually fell in. Well, right now the ball is bouncing around the rim for us.
It's my understanding that to make that ball go in, you are still waiting for some data from the state, right?
Yes, we are. We're still waiting for some data from the state. What we're waiting on now at this point is for science to see what our growth points or progress points will look like. My hope is that we're getting it and we know something in November. And maybe the Christmas gift for this city is we can apply for full accreditation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.